Yorkton. The Yorkton Arts Council will host 10 performances from September to May at several different venues located throughout the city. The performances are part of the Yorkton Arts Council Presents series. The first in the series of performances will be Anne of Green Gables, the ballet, performed by Canada's Ballet Jorgen, which comes to the Anne Portneuf Theatre on September 23. The ballet had previously been scheduled for a performance in the city, but was cancelled due to COVID. "We're very excited that they're touring Anne of Green Gables again," said Tanya Vermette, administrator with the YAC, later adding that, "tickets are really moving for the ballet now and we are hoping that we will have some very full theaters coming up." The orchestration was created from Anne of Green Gables the musical, said Vermette, adding, "they're using the same orchestration for the ballet. It's going to be awesome." Following the ballet, the YAC will present several more musical and theatrical acts to be performed at the Painted Hand Casino and St. Andrew's United Church from October through to May. Vermette said the addition of different venues as opposed to just using the Anne Portneuf Theatre as an effort to try and reach a wider audience. "It's an attempt to reach different people who would maybe come to certain genres of music and having them at different places, spreading them around through the city, encouraging people to come out, back to live performance after the pandemic," said Vermette of the usage of multiple venues. The Painted Hand Casino series, those are more of the party bands, the get up and dance bands, or sit and have a drink and enjoy the show, said Vermette. Musicians performing at the Painted Hand Casino include singer-songwriter Chris Henderson performing in November. With 4 albums to his credit and more than 15 years of touring across Canada, Henderson brings a charisma and charm to the stage that leaves audience members feeling like they've known him for years and have lived the stories in his songs, read an article about the artist on YAC's website. In February, Motown artist Luke McMaster will hit the stage of the Painted Hand. Luke confidently honors the Motown era that we know and love while crafting new soulful hits for the next generation, read an article from YAC. In May, the Dorina Harvey Band will perform to concert-goers. Dorina Harvey leads the award-winning Celtic rock group, the Dorina Harvey Band. With a show that offers a fresh take on traditional folk songs as well as a few originals, Dorina's vibrant personality takes center stage with humor, storytelling, and, of course, her powerful vocals. Read a description of the band in the About section of their website. The series that are at the Anne Portneuf Theatre, the shows that are there, require a larger stage, said Vermette, noting, "Anne of Green Gables, the ballet, is going to be very well attended, so it needs to be a bigger venue, so we've slotted in shows there that demand the theater." The ballet performance kicks off several of the performances to be held at the Anne Portneuf from now through to May. November will see Twin Flames perform at the theater. Building bridges across cultures, continents, and styles, Twin Flames bring together a richness of personal history and musical experience. Blending together Indigenous and Western instruments, as well as their own unique sonic creations, this multi-award-winning duo effortlessly floats between Inuktitut, French, and English, leaving audiences fascinated and inspired. Read a description of the act on YAC's website. In March, Dance Theatre Company, MOTUSO, will perform Prisoner of Tehran at the Anne Portneuf. Prisoner of Tehran, based on the book of the same name, is a unique collaboration between Iranian-born writer, speaker Marina Nemet and MOTUSO. This unique performance piece is a synthesis of theater, video and storytelling that swims in a landscape of movement brushing the themes of oppression, persecution, survival and most of all hope. Read a description of the performance from YAC. To round things out for Anne Portneuf performances, the Saskatoon Jazz Orchestra will be presenting Key to Life, the music of Stevie Wonder, in April. The universality of Stevie Wonder and his music serve as the inspiration behind this Saskatoon Jazz Orchestra show. It will feature a blend of classic and reimagined renditions of Stevie Wonder's incredibly joy-filled music. Read a description of the performance from the YAC. Vermette said the St. Andrew's United Church series will have 2 classical music performances as well as a gypsy jazz performance. A choral performance in there, it is just fabulous acoustics, said Vermette of the SAUC venue, adding, "some of the quieter classical musicians get a little bit lost in the big theater, and so these going to be more intimate and gorgeous performances that happen at St. Andrew's United Church." Performances at SAUC include those from gypsy jazz musicians Christine Tassin at Les Impostors, Christine Tassin and the Impostors, on October 17. For more than 20 years, Christine Tassin, an outstanding guitarist, has been steering her ship with boundless enthusiasm and confidence. Blessed with an absolutely contagious dynamism, she is one of the rare female jazz and gypsy jazz guitar soloists, and she stands out for her sensitive playing, her quiet strength, and her irresistible audacity. Read an excerpt from bio on the band's website. Two performances from Prairie Debut will also be held at SAUC. The first performance takes place on January 13 and features Farhad Khosravi, santur, and Daniel Studnicki, percussion. The long resonating tones of Farhad Khosravi's santur weave naturally with the earthy sounds of Daniel Studnicki's percussion, creating a seamless musical journey. Read a description of the duo on YAC's website. Concluding the performances at SAUC in February of 2023 as Viernisti, clarinet and marimba duo Catherine Wood and Victoria Sparks, come together as Viernisti, pronounced Vithar Nesti. The Icelandic term for wood spark is an apt description for what happens when the rich, sultry tone of the clarinet meets the percussive punch of marimba. The recognition of their shared Icelandic heritage serves as a springboard for Wood and Sparks, as they delve into themes from their Nordic roots. Read a description of the duo on Prairie Debut's website. For more information on the upcoming performances and to purchase tickets, visit the Yorkton Arts Council's website.